Yes, we can do that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, everyone, and good evening to our guests. We love guests. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
We have a full house. Let's see. Yep. I'll accept a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented.
Move to approve as presented.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the agenda in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Sean, would you like to take number one? No, you won't.
No.
I will. We are very happy to announce that a longtime staff member, John Jurovic, has accepted the promotion to our Parks and Facilities Foreman to fill the vacancy left by Dave Disher upon his retirement. We thank John for his many years of service and look forward to many, many more. 3B. Do you want to take B?
I can.
Okay, why don't you?
Sure. We are excited to announce the hiring of Michael Mincheski to fill the vacant special equipment operator position. He brings years of experience to Holloway as a truck driver and as a grounds crew maintenance team lead at a local college. We are confident that his skills and experience will be a valuable addition to our public works team, and we look forward to working with him in the future. Michael's first day at the village will be Monday, September 12th.
Very good, thank you. 3C, pooches and pints. For all of those of you who have dogs in the village or who like dogs, come by on Saturday, September 10th to Green Isle Park from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have food trucks, music, beer, and our famous dog pop-up park. We'll have beer from Titletown, Badger State, Stillman, Kinserland, and our very own Zambaldi Beer. This event is sponsored by Somerville Architects in partnership with Misfit Let's Dog Rescue. Once again, Saturday, September 10th at Green Isle Park. 3D, Father Alloway Catholic School annual auction on November 12th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is a recurring event for which they are getting a temporary Class B retailer's license. It is taking place, like I said, from 5 to 11 p.m. It is open to the public. It's a school auction. So I'm sure if you go to Father Alloway Catholic School's website, you will see more information on that. 3E, Resurrection Parish Reunion Picnic on September 10th, this coming Saturday, I believe, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is also a recurring event and open to the public. So stop by Resurrection Parish on September 10th from 4 to 8 and have some fun with your neighbors. Item 3F, resignation of Plan Commission member Patrick Normoyle. We thank Patrick for his years of service on our board or on our Plan Commission and wish him the best of luck in the future. Item 3G, water main flushing, September 6th through 30th in the village of Alloway. So if you see fire hydrants letting water out, most likely we're flushing them. But make sure when you are turning on your water that you are checking for discoloration in the water before drinking the water. Wait till it's clear and then go for it. Item 3H, There is a Central Brown County Water Authority 2023 budget hearing on September 28th at 3 p.m. The member hearing for the proposed 2023 Water Authority annual budget has been set for Wednesday, September 28th at 3 p.m. This is also available as a video conference or for attendance and purpose at the Town of Ledgeview Community Center, located at 3700 Dickinson Road in De Pere. This is an open meeting of the Water Authority Board, so the public is welcome to attend, and any interested officials from member communities are specifically invited and encouraged to attend. All interested parties will have an opportunity to have their comments heard regarding the proposed 2023 budget. And for anyone who's interested in their water rates, in the future of our water rates, I encourage you to attend. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number four. Is there anyone in the audience this evening that would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? So you don't have to worry about it. We'll close that public comment section because there is no one who wants to participate. Item number five under new business, action regarding a request for Class B fermented malt beverage and liquor license for LRL Group, LLC, Generations Bistro and Marketplace, Lucas Lipberger, at 3235 Riverside Drive. Mr. Lipberger is here tonight, and I'm sure he's dying to tell us about his business. So could I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Sampson.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. We have a motion to suspend the rules and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Lucas.
Thank you.
Would you be kind enough to give us your name and address, please?
My name is, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. My name is Lucas Lipberger. I live at 3241 Riverside Drive in the new apartments there.
Oh, cool.
So right next door to work, which I, the business will be opening at 3235 Riverside Drive, so you can imagine how many times you get those two confused. But yeah, so I'm really excited to be hopefully opening in November our new Generations Bistro and Marketplace. You probably have seen some renovations happening already at the Weiler Building, which will be co-occupying the building that belongs to my parents, so Colin Wolfgang, and together we kind of found this idea of creating one destination for all of Green Bay really to enjoy. But particularly for a neighborhood behind us, who, so, which is most of our clients. So what we're going to be focusing on is really closing the loop on the Body, Mind, and Soul initiative, which is kind of what we've been driving into the community over the last 15 years from our parents' perspective. So what I'm going to be adding to it is a cafe with real European-style pastries. I got my culinary degree in Austria, so that's where it all comes from, is true pure ingredients. With that, we'll have a coffee shop, smoothie bar, salads, lunches, takeaways, and then the second portion of it is a grocery store, which we call the marketplace. We're partnering with local farmers and vendors to really make sure that everything is sourced locally. It's a trusted source, so we're not getting out-of-season goods. Everything that we'll be having will be in season and be fresh for everyone to enjoy. We're also going to be partnering with Maplewood Meats to be their official Eastside location. So that's really exciting for everybody who has to drive to 20 miles for 20 minutes out there. We're also working with companies in Alaska and Maine to really source some really fresh seafood that's flown in the day of. It's never been frozen before. So we're going to have some fresh halibut right out of the Alaskan Ocean for everybody to enjoy and purchase there. All the pastas and sauces and all that fun stuff we're going to be making ourselves in-house. So we're really focusing on a healthy approach to grocery store shopping. When you come in and you want to cook a halibut but you don't know how, well, come to us, we'll show you how to do it, we'll give you all the ingredients necessary, and also take away menus so you can really understand what you're doing in that process. So it's more of an experience, and that's why it kind of fits into the academy approach at Weiler. And then the third portion of it, this two isn't enough, is the restaurant and bar. So the restaurant is going to be about 35 seats at this moment, very upscale dining, including the takeaway option. So One thing that always frustrates me in Green Bay is it's really hard to find good takeout or delivery services. Everything seems to be fast food. So we're going to be adding a whole other niche into that service and offer Green Bay-wide really healthy options for families of one, two, up to six people. And anything about that, that would call us. But being able to get the four-person takeout meal to throw in the oven or have it fresh delivered, it could really be a game changer for the city and the community. So that's really what we're focusing on, is that aspect at a more affordable cost, but then enjoy a restaurant at a more upscale price range and have the full experience from both Central and Taste Buds. And then the bar itself, it'll be about 10 seats at the moment, is what we're planning for. It'll be a full cocktail bar, more of a lounge-style environment, so it's really more relaxing for the neighborhood to come by, enjoy a little glass of wine or a specialty beverage, and then some specialty beers that we'll be importing from not just locally, but also from Europe, particularly our favorites from Germany. So any questions that we answered?
When's your target opening date?
So right now we're shooting for the middle of November. We're still waiting on the total confirmation once we get the state plans approved for the addition of our expansion kitchen. So we have to add another 6 feet to our kitchen. But once we have that, we'll be able to give a more exact date. And we'll be happy to announce that in show 40 as well.
Great. And maybe this was on your application, I thought it was. But hours of operation, days of the week, I mean, a coffee shop and an evening.
Yeah, so we'll be open for basically from 6 a.m. all the way through until the end of evening service, so around 10 or 11 o'clock at the latest. Depending on the restaurant, will probably shut around 9. So usually by 10 o'clock in restaurants, the patrons are out. So but our operating hours will be until 9 p.m.
And 5, 6, 7 days a week?
6 at the moment, potentially with a 7th day for brunch and Sundays.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Excited for you guys.
Thank you. Good evening for you now. I moved from LA and at the time it was watching something, so it's been a long journey, but I just want to thank Gary and Trevor for all the support in building Wilder Academy itself. So thank you. Really appreciate the support.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you.
Have a seat and we'll see how we do here. I'll accept the motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to pick up the rules and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So I will accept the motion regarding the request for a Class B fermented malt beverage and liquor license for LRL Group at 3235 Riverside Drive.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it.
Trustee.
Mid-November.
Motion to approve by Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? That was the most sought-after motion I've seen
since I'm Baldy's.
We have a motion and to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Lucas.
Welcome.
Pleasure.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'll keep you on
the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number 6, action regarding request for temporary license to sell fermented malt beverage and wine at St. Matthew Parish for a 100th year anniversary event on September 24th from 4:30 to 8 p.m., and September 25th from 10:30 to 3. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the temporary license for St. Matthew Parish and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7. Action regarding noise variance permit request from St. Matthew Parish for 100th anniversary tailgate party on September 25th from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the noise variance permit request from St. Matthew Parish and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and happy anniversary. Item number 8, action regarding noise variance permit request from Resurrection Catholic Parish for a Res reunion picnic on September 10th from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Do I have a motion on this? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion, or we have a motion to approve the noise variance permit for Resurrection Catholic Parish for a Res reunion picnic in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, action regarding amendment number 1 of Libel Street Engineering Agreement. It's all you, Sean.
All right. Thank you. The last couple months we've been working with Grant Associates on this amendment to their engineering service agreement, starting probably back end of May. There's been a lot of back and forth. We've been from some common ground on this amendment. The amendment includes a number of items. They include the change to the pavement design report between Alloway Avenue and Cullen Avenue. It includes the work to make some changes to the alignment, horizontal alignment, south of Alloway Avenue. It includes work that we had assumed it includes the review and design of additional curb ramps that we had thought met DOT requirements along with ADA requirements, and the curb ramps at Brooklyn and Libel, St. Joseph and Libel Street, and at Libel and Bowbray. Those curb ramps were constructed in 2018 under this West Coast School project. DOT standards have only become more stringent after that, and unfortunately, after the review of those curb ramps, we determined that there were 6 that don't currently meet the DOT standards. That was included. The amendment also includes the review of storm laterals between 172 and Callaway Avenue, not only the review but the drawing of those on the plans. It also includes assistance to help us review the condition of existing storm structures north of Alloway Avenue to Cobb, roughly speaking, about 53 existing storm structures. It also includes work to move a sidewalk that is currently located on private property between Alloway Avenue and Cobb Avenue. We had, when the RFP was written, we knew that there was sidewalk that potentially was constructed on private property. When we got into the design and found out there was more than what we anticipated. During a review of the condition of the existing sidewalk, we found that unfortunately a large share of the sidewalk north of Alloway Avenue needs to be replaced because of the slope. Because of that, we had made a decision to move to solve the encroachments by moving the sidewalk inward into the right of way. So that this amendment also includes that work. The cost of this amendment is $57,771.82. It does increase the original cost of this agreement from $532,711.62 to $590,483.44. So it is fairly expensive. It's an expensive amendment, but it's work that needs to get done so that we can continue to move forward with this project.
Are engineering costs included in the Up to 80%?
Yes.
So it's really like $11,000 to the village?
Yeah, if you look at it that way, yeah. We have received a service transportation block grant for this project. It will fund upwards of 80% of the construction and design cost up to maximum amount. So yes, the amendment, the cost of the amendment, we're going to be reimbursed at 80% of that cost.
President Rocker?
Yes.
Do we need to work with the Brown County Planning Commission at all on that change of dollars and what's allocated? Or is Brown County Planning
not
involved with that change?
I don't believe so. I should point out this is a three-party agreement between the village, Strand, and the DOT. The DOT hasn't suggested that we have to take this amendment through the MPO. I can double check, but I don't believe so.
Okay.
I will say that the DOT local program manager in this area has reviewed it, along with staff in the Northeast region. They're okay with the amendment. With your approval tonight, then the amendment will get sent down to the central office down in Madison for their review and ultimate approval.
And I'm guessing the first reason for the amendment was the pavement redesign from a pavement replacement to a mill.
Yeah.
Right? Is that cheaper?
What had happened there, it was a misunderstanding between the village and Strand. We don't do a lot of DOT projects. There was some lingo that, you know, in our mind, a pavement replacement would be a project where we would come in and remove the asphalt pavement in its entirety, but leave the base below and just reshape and compact that. Well, it means something different to the DOT. A pavement replacement project, in the eyes of the DOT, is a full pavement replacement. It includes not only the asphalt, but the gravel. And they had put together the report in that manner. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, our intent was a mill and resurface. And we come in and mill that pavement in its entirety and reshape and recompact the base below, that we wouldn't go any deeper than that. So there was some back and forth, and we ended up finding the middle ground, and they had some of their expense, and we were being built for some of it. So.
Okay. Any other questions for Sean? Oh, I have one more. When did we sign the original agreement? Approximately. Was it prior to July 1st?
Is it June of 21?
And in that agreement, they commit to hourly rates.
Correct.
Right? Okay. And in this document, it's showing that there was a salary increase of 3.2%, mm-hmm. of which we're now responsible for.
Yeah, it accounts for your yearly increases. The DOT has reviewed their rates. They find them acceptable. Yeah.
So they're not locked into those rates that they had?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they provided rate demand, and what was it, 3%?
Yeah, 3.2. Okay. Okie doke. Any other questions?
Just assuming that, giving the change with information and all that, we really don't have much wiggle room. It's not like we can say, no, we're going to keep this the way it is. I mean,
there has been a lot of discussion. We've been a lot of back and forth. And we've found common ground here, and now it's time to proceed and keep moving forward on this project so that we can wrap it we'll get through the 60% design, identify right away need, finish the transportation project.
I'll notice that later.
Give us enough time to make sure to purchase all the right away need for construction.
Trustee Sampson.
Okay, I understand that it was never going to be fresh cement between Alloway Avenue and Cal. That was a misunderstanding. It was going to be a mill off the old and put in new blacktop there. But south of there, and we had the people from that neighborhood come in and talk about the sidewalks, and I thought the footprint of the road was going to change.
It is.
It, so that's still... That's still
south of Alloway Avenue.
A full replacement.
Yeah.
Okay.
A reconstruct.
Yeah. And that, yeah, nothing has changed as far as the divide between.
Correct.
Yeah. Mill and resurface and a full reconstruction.
That is correct.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Anything else? I will accept the motion on this item.
I move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood, we have a motion to approve the amendment and a second. All those in favor signify by saying.
Just add to
that. Oh, thank you.
Make
discussion.
One suggestion on the motion that John was going to check with the Planning Commission, make sure that we're following all of their processes. I don't want to hit a speed bump or a blockade, yeah, just in case they need to be involved somehow.
I can do that.
Okay, thank you. Would that be all right?
That'd be fine.
Thanks. Yep.
Okay.
You got that, Carrie?
Yep.
Okay.
Would you use speed bump and blockade in the minutes?
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve amendment number one of the Libel Street engineering agreement and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, action regarding easement agreement for underground private utilities between the Village of Alloway and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation for parcel AL50-10, also known as 1905 South Webster Avenue. Mr. Ford.
So in front of you is an easement agreement between the Village of Alloway and Wisconsin Public Service, as well as other utility companies that use their poles or they would be using their trunk in this situation. And language is more or less standard. Our attorney did provide some additional comments this afternoon. All I think within the, under the exercise of rights or something like that. It was pretty minor. And so the easements would be to bring the overhead utilities currently delivery, because it's a large transmission line. It needs larger area as well as some area for some transformers, so that's included in this agreement as well. And then all, as I mentioned, all along with the electric, some of the communication lines will also be in this area. This work is, or this easement is one of six that need to be signed in order for work to move forward. We're working with, including the village, six different property owners along the stretch. And one of the property owners has returned the easement already, Associated Bank, to itself. And then we are working with the other property owners. All have verbally agreed to their specific easements. We just are waiting for the signed documents.
Okay. And so without all six, it really... the lines won't get buried.
Not necessarily, but yeah, without some sort of variation of all six, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions for Trevor? Trustee Harris.
Is one of the items in that our attorney was questioning an exercise of rights, the line that says not fully exercised until sometime in the future? I didn't know if that should be more specific, or if that is part of this type of agreement.
Sure. Let me pull up specifically. She wanted, at the end of paragraph one, a grantee should provide a minimum of 7 days notice prior to scheduled maintenance of the use agreement. And then following paragraph six, an identification clause.
Hey, what clause? I couldn't hear you.
Identification.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like me and Cinnamon. We're good. We just can't say it. Indemnification. Okay, so I'm assuming then she's fine with the sometime in the future date, or boarding.
I can verify if you like. I'm sorry, Trustee Harris, what paragraph is that?
In number six, exercise of rights.
And sometime in the future, fine.
I don't know if that is part of a standard, if this is part of this type of process and it is the gradual approach. I just didn't know if we needed a date or not, so I'd rather ask now than.
Well, what we can do is I can ask our attorney that question. The board doesn't need to make a decision tonight because there's an issue we're waiting for a few other property owners, and then I can bring this back later in September.
I would think that terminology should be okay, because if they can do half the project and then they're waiting on another property owner, but good question. Okay. And then the exhibit says temporary exhibit, final exhibit to be sent for approval at a later date. What does that mean?
They are doing the CSM, so as soon as that is recorded, then they will insert that reported version of the survey into as a filing exhibit.
Okay.
So this what's shown here tonight, what's shown here on the screen should be final. It's just it hasn't been reported yet.
Okay. And this gives the easement. It doesn't approve the project. That has to come before our process, right? For bearing of the lines and funding and all those fun things. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? Any other questions for Trevor? Hearing none, do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
I would move to approve, subject to our attorney double-checking the wording that we have been discussing about paragraph six, exercise of rights.
Okay.
If there's no need to delay it, then.
Okay. Do we have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the easement agreement for underground private utilities between the Village of Alloy and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation for parcel AL50-10, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11 will take A through C, as long as there's no disagreement. Do I have a motion? That's for the approval of Village Board minutes, accept and place on file minutes from Public Works Committee, Plan Commission, Park and Rec, and approval of accounts payable. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Green, do I have a second? I'm getting a sore neck. Do I have a second?
It is tennis season.
Trustee Genrick, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, report regarding abatement plan by Steve Miller regarding nuisance bridge structure located at 832 Dauphin. Mr. Fuller.
So I believe the board is provided with email update that Mr. Miller provided over the weekend, along with a picture showing what further steps he's taking. the dialogue between Mr. Miller and staff has been limited, but he did provide an update that he did provide, or that he did secure the other end of the road structure with the structure. I guess staff's concern with that, I have not responded back to Mr. Miller, but staff's concern is why there that fence is so far into the bridge. I haven't got out there, but it could be 60 feet into the bridge structure. I would prefer for doing something to be secured at both ends of the bridge structure. There is still the issue of the hole that is in front of the bridge structure and how we resolve that. So there's still more dialogue I'd like to have with the property owner. I'm happy to keep the village board updated as things progress, but typically in these situations, if we can't get a positive dialogue, then we will take the next step in what's outlined in our ordinance.
Okay. Any questions? Trustee Sampson.
Sure, I had one question. When he talks about a spillway, is he talking about like an apron or a curb cutout that kind of leads water from the cul-de-sac down into that gully?
Correct. There is a small opening in the curb section that the cul-de-sac runoff drains into that area and down into that gully or water.
Or slough, yeah, depending on the time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
By design.
By design, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. Item number 13, any future agenda items from my fellow trustees? Hearing none, we will go on to item number 14. Do I have a motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers' agreements?
I will make that motion.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
So moved.
Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to convene in the close and the second. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are in closed session. We are back in open session. We have nothing to report on or vote on, so I will move on to number 16. And accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Deutsch, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned.
All right, where's the kick?